Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome the author and journalist Craig Unger. His books of the last several years have revealed a world I did not know much existed, having to do with real estate around the world, luxury, high-end prices, and laundering Russian cash. Greg, a very good evening to you. We've spoken of laundromats in the United States, and you've established for me an observation about policing power around the world that has a loophole in it, maybe purposeful, about real estate. What is that loophole, Craig? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and thanks for having me. The loophole is, frankly, that it's very, very easy to launder money through real estate. And while most Americans regarded the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991, I believe, as a great victory for the West, that we won the Cold War, it was all over. In fact, there were a lot of other things going on, and one was with the fall of the Soviet Union, you had the privatization of huge industries in what was now the Russian Federation, and that meant there were huge fortunes, and people were desperate to launder money, to get it out to the West, and there was no better way to do that than through real estate. And as I've said previously on your show, there was a company called Bayrock located in Trump Tower, and they set up a scheme, really, whereby Trump would become sort of the Colonel Sanders, if you will, of real estate. He would franchise his name for and become the Colonel Sanders of luxury high rises. So he would put up $0, not one single penny, to develop these buildings. He would do no development work, but he'd get, for branding it with his name, he would get a huge fee, licensing fees and so forth, and make millions and millions of dollars.
We go to 2011 and Panama City, which most recently has been in the news because the Trump administration, now this property developer, the Trump Organization, is now the president of the United States for the second time. And his interest in Panama City and the Panama state most recently has to do with the threat of outside bad actors. One, the People's Republic of China, in some fashion breaking or limiting or controlling the canal, which is vital to the credibility, trade, and defense of the United States. However, this is a previous interest, not in the canal, but in building a luxury hotel in Panama City and building it with money that came from a Brazilian named Noguera. However, the Noguera presence requires some explication. Who is he? What do we know about him, Craig?
Well, he was the developer. I mean, it's very interesting that Donald Trump and Ivanka both said they had never heard of the guy, didn't know of him. But if you look at my piece on my Substack, I have pictures of both of them with Noguera. And he was very corrupt. And he admitted on tape and in camera that no one asked who his customers were or where their money was coming. And he bragged to various people that he was laundering tens of millions of dollars through his contacts in Miami and the Bahamas. And he just insisted he didn't know. And this is one of the things with laundering money through real estate. You can do it simply by turning a blind eye. There's a legal term called willful or deliberate blindness. And that simply means you don't ask the investor, gee, did you get your money through sex trafficking? Or are you a mobster? You just take the money and you don't know, and you allow them to put down $5 or $10 million or whatever to buy a condo. And Noguera did that with hundreds of people. He did, I think he sold more than half of the condos in what was initially called Trump Tower and in Panama. And, you know, so you can sort of get away with murder. And as we know, we later found out, some of those buyers included a Colombian money launderer named David Murcia Guzman, also a guy named Luis Paragiolas, who was a cocaine dealer and was convicted in that. And there were many, many more. So this was a way for criminals to launder massive amounts of money. And Donald Trump got a cut of it.
The Russians in Panama, I'm unfamiliar with the story. They're not present in what you just explicated. But it's Russian money. So Noguera, do we know where he is today? He's a handsome young man. You have photographs of him standing next to Donald Trump.
Right. I'm afraid I don't know where he is today. And it's certainly true that Panama geographically seems like a very, very unlikely place to find a lot of Russians. But there were lots of Russians, and Noguera hired Russian speaking brokers. He pitched the brand as a luxury premium. There were at least 131 holding companies in Panama with various variations of Trump and Ocean Club that were registered to store pre-sale agreements for that, for the Trump Tower there.
The Trump Organization has no money involved in the development of this luxury high-rise. And they get paid as franchisers? How does it work, Craig? Because you note that Mr. Trump was known as the Bentley of developers.
Right. Well, he branded it. He was not a developer in this case. I mean, that's important to understand. And remember, if you go back to the late 1990s and earlier around 2000, Trump had gone belly up in Atlantic City. He had wildly over expanded, and though he's considered a great businessman, and we all know that in gambling, it's the house, the games are rigged to benefit the house. Trump managed to lose $4 billion and went through 6 bankruptcies in Atlantic City, and he desperately needed to recover from that. And this is the way he did it. So in franchising, I mean, there are very high blue chip franchises like Hyatt or Marriott do this all over the world. You'll find those hotels over the world. And typically the local owners who run those places, with the guidance of these very, very legitimate franchises, they typically pay a fee of 4 to 7% to the parent company, which is all good and well, I guess. In the case of Trump would get, the figure I was told once was 18%, 18 to 25%. And he was doing almost nothing for these, except allowing his name to go forth and being present for the photo shoots when these places opened. And at times he would put Ivanka as the face, and she did that in both Azerbaijan and in Panama.
This is in your House of Putin, House of Trump book. A deal of the information comes from a site called Global Witness. And the story of Panama comes from a date, 8 December 2020, so it's after the election. What is Global Witness? What is their access?
Global Witness is an NGO, and they oversee money laundering. So they have researchers who are doing this kind of research, and I found them to be highly reliable. There are several other similar organizations that do this as well. But one of the things that I find so disturbing is there's almost no regulation going on. And in the United States, the regulations for selling real estate are virtually non-existent. Anyone can do it, turn a blind eye. And if you or I or almost anyone, I mean, I don't happen to own a luxury high-rise building, but you could sell dozens of those and keep at $2 or $3 or $5 million each, whatever, and keep flipping them again and again, reselling and reselling and reselling each time. You can do it there are two predicates. One is limited liability companies in which the owner is anonymous. You can create an LLC and call it the XYZ Corporation. And it can buy a condo. And then if you do it in all cash with no banks involved, you have complete secrecy. And voila, you have laundered millions of dollars.
Let's go to Azerbaijan and the Caspian Sea. I'm speaking to Craig Unger, the author of House of Putin, House of Trump, about the international real estate market, the Trump Organization, and a lineup of very mysterious, very well-to-do, very well-connected developers, one of them being Nogueira in Panama. But we're going to another part of the world when we come back. This is CBSi on the World. I'm John Batchelor.